With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A New Year's tragedy at an upscale party spot in the Swiss Alps.
A fire at a ski resort bar in Switzerland has left dozens of people presumed dead and about 100 injured. The fire happened at around 1:30 a.m. local time at the Le Constellation bar in the Alpine ski resort municipality of Crans-Montana in Switzerland.
Correspondent Karen Chama says the cause is unknown, although local authorities say they do not suspect terrorism. Peace on Earth. President Trump says that is his wish for the new year. Mr. Trump rang in 2026 at a glittering affair at his Florida estate. In New York, hundreds of thousands brave bitter cold for the Times Square ball drop in the city, where Democrat socialist Zohran Mamdani is now mayor. The new year brings with it a variety of new state laws.
Hawaii has become the first state to hike its tourist lodging tax, specifically to help cope with the effects of a changing climate. Utah's already strict alcohol laws are getting even stricter. People convicted of extreme driving under the influence will receive a new driver's license bearing a red stripe on the front, alongside the words, "No alcohol sale." And Washington's statewide minimum wage has risen to $17.13 an hour, making it the first state to exceed the $17 threshold. Greg Clugston reporting.
The U.S. military reports additional strikes on five suspected drug smuggling boats in international waters. In light of adverse court rulings, President Trump has withdrawn National Guard troop deployments or plans for deployments from Democrat-run cities, including Chicago, Los Angeles, and Portland, Oregon. Wall Street is closed today, trading to resume tomorrow, and this is SRN News. Some new insights on marriage from the Barna Group.
The Christian Research Organization has been doing some polling and reports that self-described Christians experience divorce just as frequently as the general U.S. population. However, believers are a lot more likely than non-believers to try again. 58% of Christians who have experienced divorce are remarried. Barna also reports that 42% of self-described Christians say they think living together before marriage is a good idea. Michael Harrington reporting.
One Canadian province wants to embrace radical secularism. Lawmakers in Quebec are considering a bill that would make public prayer illegal and would limit public displays of religious symbols, including on clothing. It's primarily aimed at preventing Muslims from praying in public around Quebec, but would necessarily apply to all faith groups. The clothing ban might even bar teachers in private Christian schools from wearing a cross while on the job. This is SRN News. The new year brings more than a raft of new laws.
Betty Boop and Blondie are among the highlights of titles entering the public domain with the arrival of 2026. The first cartoons that feature Boop and the first Blondie comic strips debuted in 1930. And with the passage of 95 years, their U.S. copyrights expired as of January 1st. The first novels featuring teen detective Nancy Drew and the first book featuring Agatha Christie's investigator Miss Marple also have become public domain. Jason Walker reporting.
In his annual year-end message to the judiciary, Chief Justice John Roberts says that the Constitution remains a sturdy pillar for the country, firm and unshaken, as President Coolidge put it back in 1926. More details at srnnews.com.